Good afternoon and welcome to Studio X at KNKX's downtown Seattle studios. I'm John Kessler, host of All Blues and our new show, New Blues. And Sunny War is an artist who we play a lot of on our blues shows. I'm sure you probably heard her, even though you might not know it. They're performing at the Sunset in Ballard tonight at 8 p.m. And Sunny War has had what for me feels like an inspiring career arc that includes busking on the streets of L.A., to going on to finding widespread fame and recognition with appearances on national television. She started out self-releasing albums and is now signed to a Americana institution, New West Records, home to Steve Earle, Drive By Truckers, and Elvis Costello. And it's hard to pin down what style or styles of music Sunny War plays. I've heard you describe it as folk punk. We'll talk about that a little later. Suffice to say, she has a unique way of playing guitar, and her songs are moving and personal. So thanks for being here. Please welcome to KNKX, Sunny War.
You stay warm while we wait out the storm and all of those big clouds roll on and on, because you did it once before. I know you do it once more. Get to the other side, to your blue skies and pride. But in the meantime, cry, baby, cry, baby. Cry, baby, cry, baby. Go on and feel what you feel. The pain is real. You saw hell today and life funny that way. Some grass isn't green and some pain, it goes unseen. Oh, but you did it once before. I know you do it once more. Get to the other side, to your blue skies and pride. But in the meantime, some kind of light here. in the dark. On fire, it was cold here when I came. Now I'm burning with desire. You couldn't tell me when I was small, you can't tell me now I'm grown. Took any tree, don't care how tall, bring the firewood back home. Bring the firewood back home. Cause I got no right. From the ashes I must rise. Turn the flame that burns inside. Turn my pain into my pride. Turn my pain into my pride. Till my lungs were full of smoke. Don't want your thoughts, don't need your prayer. I want action, not just talk. I've been screaming at a wall. I make you fall all on my own. Take any trip, don't care how tall. Bring the firewood back home. Bring the firewood back home. I must rise. Turn the flame that burns inside. Turn my pain into my pride. Gotta walk, cause I got no ride. From the ashes I must rise. Turn the flame that burns inside. Turn my pain into my pride. Turn my pain into my pride. Turn my pain into my pride. Turn my pain into my pride.
Very much. Thanks, Alan.
That was fun.
Alan Eckert on the drums, Sonny War. And wow, amazing guitar technique. I've, you know, heard it, hearing it is one thing, but seeing you do it is a whole nother thing. It's very technical. How did you come to your guitar, your unique guitar style?
Well, I was copying a banjo player.
Yeah.
And then I guess the only people I had in person was a bass player and a banjo player.
That you'd seen.
That I was learning from.
Uh-huh.
Like, my uncle played upright bass, and he showed me, like, basic chords, and then my stepdad's best friend that my mom and my stepdad don't like anymore, he played banjo. So I didn't have, like, a guitar player, but I just had them, and they were, and I was just kind of, like, trying to do what they were doing.
Cool. So when you started out as a teenager busking, what songs were you playing then?
I was playing a lot of, I would play a lot of Johnny Cash.
Okay.
And then I would play Redemption Song, Bob Marley. And then I would play, like, I had like two Tracy Chapman, like whatever, like people would scream out to play, like they were gonna tip me better. That's what I would learn.
Fair.
Like Bob Marley, Redemption Song did really good in Venice Beach.
So how did the two of you get together then?
Well, that's a funny story. We have a mutual friend who had to back out of a European tour that he was supposed to do with Sonny. And he backed out pretty last minute. And then Sonny was like, well, I might as well do drums for the duo instead of guitar. And then they called me, and It's kind of funny. Sunny was in Austin. I live in the Austin, Texas area. She was in Austin opening for Bonnie Raitt at ACL Live at the Moody Theater. And so I went to the show. I met Sunny's mom before I even met Sunny. I sat with her mom and watched the Bonnie Raitt show, watched Sunny. We met after the show. We rehearsed the next day, and then our first show ever was in London.
All right.
So that was pretty wild. We pretty much only rehearsed that one time in 2.5 years.
Rehearse on
and
stage.
And that was the most traumatic tour of both of our lives.
Yeah. I mean, everyone glorifies going over to Europe and touring, but it's...
We just didn't do it right. It was like everything on the train and like...
Yeah, it was train tour.
A bunch of merch and a bunch of... Like, it was like not good.
So have you been back to Europe since then?
Yeah.
Now you know how to do it.
Yeah. We just went to Spain in the fall just for like 5 shows. And that was way easier. It was great. We went to the Balearic Islands and played on Mallorca and Menorca. That was magical.
Cool.
Yeah. And the Spanish people are so overjoyed when they see a good show. And that was really special.
So since we play you on our blues programs, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the blues and what does blues mean to you from a historical perspective? And are there any blues artists that are particularly special for you?
Oh, I like Skip James a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess like I think Elizabeth Cotton was the first person I was like trying to learn their songs. And then I just feel like, especially at the time, I think I was like 13 when I was like trying to learn Freight Train. And then just like learning how young she was when she wrote most of the songs. And then also like McCabe, she was the first person to play at McCabe's Guitar Shop. And like that was like, I was like working there at one point. Like I just have this weird thing that always comes back to Elizabeth Cotton. And then also the train hopping thing,
too. In Nashville, McCabe's?
No, McCabe's in L.A. I grew up in Venice Beach.
Oh, okay.
But I was born in Nashville. I didn't live there. Like, we came to Venice when I was, like, 13. That's when I was busking and stuff. But McCabe's had, like, weekend concerts, or I guess they still do. And, like, Elizabeth Cotton was the first concert at McCabe's.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it's because she got stranded because she was supposed to play a show and she had to get money for a plane ticket or something. And then they just like put the show together at the guitar shop. And that was the first concert.
That's cool.
So I've heard you describe your own music as folk punk. I know you played in punk bands before, but I don't hear the punk now. Is it still part of your thing?
I haven't changed the thing online since I was in high school.
Okay.
So I feel bad, like, I was in a folk punk band at that time, and then but I should change all this stuff.
We're playing some of those songs tonight, but y'all have to come to the Sunset to see it.
It is, I guess it is folk, like, the songs that we still play are folk punk, but I don't think about... Now I just would call it just acoustic music, or not even, I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't even know what anything is. Like, even stuff that people say is folk music or whatever, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what anything is.
There are no genres anymore, man.
It's true. There is that. So a part of your, for me, when I listen to you, I hear like contradictions, and I think, well, maybe it's balance, like, Armageddon in a Summer Dress, that's one of your albums, Anarchist Gospel, those things, they don't seem to go together. And I think that's brilliant. I think that's part of your gift is somehow bringing those things that seem to be in opposition. So talk about Anarchist Gospel. What do those words mean?
Well, to me, it's just non-religious gospel.
Okay.
So that's like, but I mean, you could be an anarchist and be religious in some crazy universe. I don't know. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I just wanted like a version, or I wanted uplifting music that wasn't like excluding people based off of. I wanted the same vibe as gospel without having to get weird about it.
Without bringing God into it.
Yeah.
Cool, wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for coming here. I know it's early in the day. They're going to be at the Sunset tonight, 8 o'clock in Ballard. Go down and see the show. Buy their merch. That's the best way you can support musicians. So, yeah, get online and buy this. Where's the best place to get your music? Do you do Bandcamp or?
Yeah, Bandcamp or SonnyWard.com.
Okay, good. Great. Well, thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And come back and see us the next time around.
All right.
Sonny Ward, ladies and gentlemen.